it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeremy Zachas is here, and his 10-year-old spoodle, Dallas. Dallas has befriended a magpie family, and the relationship has been building over many months, years. And Dallas shares thoughts, games, food, water with the magpie family. But there's been a change in the status of Dallas. No longer is he a volunteer, sort of a worthy beast who contributes to the magpie pleasure. He is now a family retainer. Jeremy, what's happened?
Well, John, what's happened is I've now learned that Dallas is now representing the magpie family, and I'll tell you how. Basically, every Saturday morning here, we enjoy a sleep-in. We try and have a slow start to the day. And I thought yesterday was going to be pretty much the same as normal. Well, no, not quite. First of all, I kind of woke up at a reasonable hour. I think it was around about 8 o'clock. I could sort of hear the magpies that were warbling outside, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought, that's the Maggie family. They're here. They'll do their thing. But anyway, I then noticed that Dallas wasn't on the bed. And yes, we do let him sleep on the bed. He's an elderly gentleman, so we give him that now. But I noticed Dallas wasn't there. So I kind of was thinking, where is he? Where's he gone? Sure enough, no sooner had I thought that, Dallas then comes bounding into the bedroom. He jumps up onto the bed, and basically he jumps onto me. And I'm like, oh, hello, boy. What's wrong? What would you like? Anyway, he's wagging his tail. So I think, oh, you know what? Maybe he just wants to go outside. So I take him down to the other end of the house, come to the glass doors to head out to the backyard. I can see the magpies are already there. I go to open the doors, but then I notice Dallas has actually stopped, not in the spot he normally goes to when he wants to go out, but he actually stopped a fair way back, just looking at me, wagging his tail, was kind of, you know, half looking at the magpie, half looking at me. And I thought, wait on, he doesn't need to go out to the toilet. And suddenly I realized what he had done was he had heard the magpies. He had noticed that I hadn't actually gone down and put out their ham, as we do. The magpies eat very well for their breakfast. And he had come to tell me that the magpies needed food. So sure enough, I got some ham for the magpies. I put it out for the magpies. Dallas didn't need to use the toilet at all, funnily enough. And then he just sat there. He had a bit of ham as well and just watched the magpies eat their ham while he had some as well. So it turns out, John, now I not only have to, you know, feed the magpies, I'm at their beck and call, but if I don't do it within a timely manner, Dallas is going to make sure I get up and do it. So I really have to be on my game pretty much every day. No more sleep-ins for me, it feels like. I have to be out there to feed them. Otherwise, Dallas is going to come and basically represent on behalf of the magpies.
How big is the magpie family? And have you noticed any additions recently?
This one is only three still. So we expect there'll be additions next spring. So it's mama, papa, and we think it's a teenage boy magpie there. But there is a second one which actually has four magpies. They actually live on the corner about two streets away from here. And we see them on every walk that we go on, but sometimes they also come and land in the backyard too. So we have a four and a three family. The three family are the ones that need the most, the most attention. They're the ones that come regularly and get up with regular feeds. But the four family magpies, they're more of an afternoon family. They'll come and dig at the lawn and they'll play with Dallas as well. But luckily enough, they're not as demanding yet. But heaven forbid when they do become that demanding, I think I'm going to have a full-time job just looking after the magpies.
You grew up in South Australia. You have a great number of colleagues who tell stories about animal life in Australia, bird life. Have you ever heard a story like this?
And not so much. I had a similar thing in Adelaide because we lived in the foothills. We lived right next to a national park. We actually had magpie families there that I used to feed growing up. So I'd give them little bits of bread and ham. So I kind of hand-fed a lot of Maggies as I was growing up. But we had a Rhodesian Ridgeback, a fairly large style of dog. And while she acknowledged the magpies, she was more likely to run out and chase them away and do very, I guess, doggy things towards them. So she didn't really want to, I guess, look after them and play with them as much as Dallas does. But I've never heard of anyone else sort of talking about within their family that their dogs do the same things, because I guess it is an Australian thing. We tend to like to feed our wildlife. That's pretty common. But to actually have the family dog kind of becoming part of the whole story and part of the family interaction, that I haven't heard of. So I'm kind of watching it closely to see where it goes, because it really is truly unique to me and very, very interesting to watch.
Jeremy, logic of this is next step is the magpies are going to move in.
Well, don't joke about it, because the other day I did make the mistake of leaving the glass door open so Dallas could come in, and I did see the teenage magpie walking up and was probably only about 6 inches away from actually stepping inside. And honestly, John, we've actually game planned this within the family. If one comes in, we figured out what we're going to do. And the first thing is, we'll try and let it go out naturally. But if it doesn't, I'll basically draw it out with a bit of ham, because we just don't know what they want to do when they come into the house. But I dare say we'll have one into the house at some point by accident. I've got my phone pretty much nearby all the time. I'll make sure I get a photo. But you're right. I think they do want to try and come in and take over the kitchen at least.
Alfred Hitchcock, the birds. Okay. The end scene of the birds is that the birds have gone crazy and they're tearing up houses and pecking the eyes of people out. They are gathered in the remains of the roof. Our hero and heroine are standing there, not sure what's going to happen next. Now, Alfred Hitchcock doesn't stipulate that they're magpies, but it's easy to imagine they are, because the birds in the birds are very aggressive. Jeremy is moving in a direction that the magpies are taking control of Dallas. Jeremy would be next. We'll follow the story carefully. It's fall time. Maybe the magpies are anticipating a harsh winter. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales with the Death Adder, with the retainer of the magpie family, Dallas, and with a two tropical lows off northwest Australia. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.